So, Trevor, you're auctioning off the chance to name this baby dolphin on eBay. How will it work? Is it a kind of setup that people bid and the highest bid then gets to choose the name, or do they lodge the names with the bid? How does it work?
No, it's the highest bidder
Yep.
gets the opportunity. And if they go on to the eBay site and just go SeaWorld Baby Dolphin, and there's some guides there to ensure that we get a name that's, you know, respectful and dignified to the animal. But it is a wonderful opportunity to not only to name it, but to win some great prizes, as well as the opportunity to come behind the scenes and meet the baby dolphin and the mum. But probably I think the most important thing is that the money's going to a great cause.
So tell me a bit about this baby dolphin. When was she born? What kind of dolphin is she? And what personality traits does she have so that people can maybe choose names accordingly?
She was born on the 12th of January, a mum's squeak. She's an offshore bottlenose dolphin. I think that, you know, at this point in time, mum's still very protective, but she is quite playful and vivacious in her character. She's starting to experiment now, moving away from mum, starting to go with some of the other bubs and or older bubs in the pool, but mum still reels her in and keeps her under tight control. She'll stay with mum for about 2.5 years, maybe even 3 years. It is important that the females stay with their mother for a long time, as that's where they learn a lot of their own maternal instincts themselves.
Now, the whole point of this is to use the money raised from the auction to fund a research trip about dugongs. Can you tell me about this research, what you've done in the past and what your next trip, what you hope to achieve?
We've been together with the Queensland University. We've been looking at dugong in Moreton Bay for many years, but for the last 3 years we've been going up there and catching 15 animals each year, and we're looking at the health of these animals. Now, what we do, remember these animals are 500 and 600 kilos. There's a lot of people involved, probably about a crew of about 20. We've got our large research vessel, SeaWorld 1, small other vessels from the university. So we bring these animals on board. We do a lot of sampling, blood sampling, tear sampling, stool sampling, urine. We do a lot of measurements. We do ultrasounds and give the animal a really good health check. We only keep them on board for about 40 minutes. We try and minimise the time they're out. They are out of water. Then the animals are tagged and released. Up to now, everything's been going really, really well. We're finding animals that in the bay are in reasonable condition. Prior to this, the only way that you could access or understand the health of the animal was if a dead animal washed up. So you weren't going to learn a lot in relation to understanding just how the health of the whole, all of the animals in the bay are. Remember, we've got about 1,000 animals. But this year will be quite relevant because we've had this major event. You know, it's probably an unprecedented event along the whole Queensland coastline. So this will be a little bit of a model of what's happening to other areas, because we do expect to see some problems with dugong and some of our turtle species along the coast in coming months.
So I understand that with the floods, there's a risk that the silt has formed and it's actually covering the grass that the dugongs eat?
Look, that is correct. That is actually correct.
So what are your fears in terms of that, and how long could it possibly be until that silt goes away?
Look, the only what we've got to go on is in 1992 we had a flood in Hervey Bay. The Mary River flooded, and that's also just occurred again, obviously, as you understand. What happened in 1992, a lot of dugong left the bay. In search for food, they left the bay, and they went to other areas along our east coast that they wouldn't normally go to, because the Gold Coast, or Moreton Bay, is the southernmost distribution. They don't like the cold water. However, in search of food, they came down here to the Gold Coast, they went into the Tweed, they went into Ballina, they even went as far down as Sydney and even past Sydney to Jervis Bay. Now, those animals perished. So certainly, if the same thing occurs, it's not looking good for a number of these animals in the bay, because the remaining seagrass will only be able to support a certain amount of dugong.
So is there anything that we can do about it?
Look, unfortunately, there's not a lot you can do, and I think governments are starting to talk about this now with researchers. But, you know, we parks such as SeaWorld, Mooloolaba, we'll need to be looking at what we can do. Can we house these animals? Can we rehabilitate them? Can we feed them a short period of time? But obviously, we have very limited resources, and we're talking about something that's probably going to far outreach our resources that we have. So there's probably not a lot that we're going to be able to do for the majority of the animals, but obviously this health assessment will give us an indication of what may be likely to come in future months.
All this research is about the dugongs, but do we know anything yet about the effect of the floods on the dolphins yet in the Moreton Bay?
The dolphins, in relation to the dolphins, there's a lot of dolphins in Moreton Bay. There's probably anywhere between 500 and 600 dolphins in Moreton Bay. The dolphins probably shouldn't be too bad. A lot of in actual fact, they'll be in some way receive a benefit, because a lot of the fish stocks from Brisbane River would have been washed into the bay. And remember that the dolphins don't need their eyesight as much because they have echolocation.
Mm.
So they have the ability to navigate quite easily, and the situation is there is ample fish stocks, as well as they can move in and out of the bay. The dolphins inside also move out to the other side of Moreton and out through South Passage, and they can feed on fish stocks outside. So they're probably not going to be anywhere near affected as what the dugong and turtles are.
So as for this little baby dolphin, do you yourself have any favourite names or ideas that you would name it if you had the chance?
Oh, I do have some favourite names, but I'm certainly not at liberty to tell anybody what they are. You know, I think the name should be unique.
Mm-hmm.
It could even be in some way have some indigenous connotations to it. I think it's a pretty wide scope. All we want to do is have something that represents this beautiful little girl in a way that other people might also, you know, enjoy. And because, you know, this baby dolphin, like all of our dolphins here, are great ambassadors for conservation for many marine animals.
Okay, well, I hope you get a lot of bids and that a great name comes out of it in the end. And it really is a great cause, with all the profits from those bids going to this really important research.
Thanks, Candice. I really appreciate you asking us to be involved.